Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Mic's on.
Everything's on.
Well, we're blipping.
Hello,
we're blapping.
Hello.
Here we go.
Hello, hello.
Oh, no, no, no. Do you need that on?
I don't hear me.
Let's do a check.
Yep, I don't hear. Check. Now we got
both.
It. Yeah.
All right, look at us. You're going to see why in a second, why this is so interesting and where we look frazzled. we'll explain in a little bit, but kind of looks the same.
Yeah.
Looks the same, but different.
Yep.
And we're going to explain why in a little bit. But in the meantime, welcome to the Doodoo and Foo Show. I'm one of your co-hosts, Dan Doodoo Savage.
I'm Mike Crisafulli Foo.
Foo! Doodoo and Foo here in the house. Some interesting developments have happened. We're in a new studio.
Yeah.
So I usually start off by going, I think we're on it. I got no clue.
We hope we're on.
I hope we're on in a lot of different ways.
Hope you can hear us.
Hope you can hear us. Hope we're filming. Actually, looks pretty clear. I think we might like the lighting. A little bit of a little reflection on our really good looking logo a little bit. But welcome, show number 19.
19, yeah.
Nah, I got nothing for 19.
19. Oh, Willis Reed.
Willis, yeah, see, I wouldn't have known that.
Tony Gwynn. Yeah, I think
19.
I think Joe Montana wore 19 when he went to the Chiefs, not with the Niners.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, 19's I don't think there's one NBA. Well, you just said Willis Reed,
yeah.
Wow, yeah. No, yeah. I wouldn't have guessed, remembered that. So yeah, episode 19, we have moved up in the world, I guess.
Yeah.
Like literally, we're higher elevation, right? So I had a office switch here at the college, and we tried to replicate the studio the best we can. And so this is hopefully going well. It's back to square one, trying camera angles and things of that nature. But it is August 1st. August 1st.
Yeah, August 1st. Wow. Yes, you're right. Wow. You're right.
So I got 25 days until school starts.
Yep.
We got so much happening. A lot of I got one little fun thing for us today, but a lot happened in the last week, but obviously between Olympics and all kinds of little things like that.
Yeah.
But we just grubbed. You full?
Yes, I am. That was a big sandwich, man.
It was a big sandwich. So we've been on a chicken sandwich kick. And so I told you last week I had plans for something special. And I really did have plans. And I called to, which I'm not going to give away what it was because I want to do it probably 2 weeks from now.
Yeah.
But I called to order the food and it was like an hour something wait. So I was like, oh my gosh, that's insane. So I ended up going with... Popeyes,
yeah.
Chicken sandwich.
Very good.
They put some mayo on it, a couple pickles.
Yeah.
We had their Cajun fries and mac and cheese, which everybody loves their mac and cheese, and cinnamon apple pie.
Yeah.
What was your take?
Very good. Good. Always like Popeyes.
Yeah.
I can do Popeyes. No doubt. Yeah, it's up there.
Definitely. It's one of my favorite chicken sandwiches, I said last week, because I do like pickles on my chicken sandwich.
Absolutely.
And the mayo's not too much. It's not over. And the chicken is a big piece, a thick piece, but it's also cooked right. It's almost always cooked right. So, big fan. And those fries, we went through about half of them. I said after the show, I'll probably throw them in the old air fryer and give them some life again. That'll be the post-show
post-show meal. Yeah.
I didn't love the cinnamon Apple.
Yeah,
it was okay. I like McDonald's apple pies. Those suckers.
That's absolutely
melt in your mouth. Yep. Another chicken sandwich. We're gonna run out of chicken sandwiches pretty soon. We got about five left, probably.
We can get some.
We'll find them.
We'll find them.
Yep. We still got to give props to the OG, the Cluck, and the.
The farm basket. The gobbler, which
the gobbler and the clucker,
which is the turkey
chicken and
sandwich.
Turkey. Yeah, chicken and turkey sandwich. Good, good stuff. So world of sports, and I just put a sign up on the door. So forgive us if we're looking up. We don't know who's coming in, which day.
I know. I thought I heard somebody coming. That's why I looked up real quick. Sounded like somebody was coming through.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. I'm be curious to see if you guys can hear. I don't think so because these mics are pretty sensitive. They're sensitive, but they're right in front of the omnidirectional, whatever they call them. But
yeah.
It gets pretty loud in the gym, and the gym is right there. So pretty interesting to see how that all goes out. But let's get things cooking.
Yes.
First of all, did you know Dave Koken?
Personally, no. Okay. I did not. I knew about him, knew who he was. Yes.
Yeah. So he just passed away.
Yes, not too long ago.
A couple of days ago.
Yeah, I was in town forever. He was doing this thing
for years
in this town. Yeah.
So I was wondering if you know, because he did some. Obviously, he was on radio. He did his. He was a odds maker for many, many, many years. Did some TV stuff. Amazing guy. I'll tell you how we met and what our relationship was from Rhode Island. So there's that East Coast. He was heavy into New England sports. Yeah. What happened, how I met him was when I was doing my semi-pro basketball team, the Venom, it was myself, Tyrone Nesby, and Neil Fingleton. We were doing a sports event at a park. And it was basically just all these tables and tents. And I think it was ESPN Radio. I'm pretty sure he was ESPN Radio. Had a tent and we're walking around, and of course they kind of knew Nesby, and they're like, who the heck is this giant, walking around with Neil? So he pulls me aside and said, hey, what's the team all about? We've seen teams come and go here. What's it all about?
Right.
And I told him, and he's like, man, you're on it. Like bringing in somebody like Neil and different things like that. And I told him we had an upcoming celebrity game, and he told me, he's like, why don't you go invite him to play in your celebrity game? And I'm like, I don't even know who those people are.
Right.
It was Dave Hall, Brian Salmon.
Yeah.
And I can't remember the Feinstein.
Jason.
Feinberg. So he's like, if you're doing a celebrity game, get the local sports media guys.
Yeah, yeah.
So I asked all three. All three played.
Oh, sure. Of course.
They all showed up.
Yeah.
And Brian, he was a reporter at that time. Just, a news reporter, and he did a live shoot from the All-Star game. And so Dave and I sat down and didn't get to know each other, but he was very helpful. Had me on his show, I think two, maybe three times. Yeah. It was a third time. It was like a trivia show thing. It was weird, but had me on the show a couple times with Tyrone and one time with players. And he followed me. We followed each other on Facebook. So he was always, chiming in on whether it was the team and things of that. And seafood. We talked about seafood all the time. So I was pretty sad. The C word got him. Cancer got him.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, he was active on social media up until about a couple of days before he passed.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was always out. And so that was he was a fixture here. Sports talk radio specifically.
And town. With his hat that he always wore.
Yeah, his beret.
His the Kango hat.
Kango hat. Yep.
Yeah, I mean, I was in his presence a couple times because what I did before. But,
never
really talked, never told stories or anything like this. Never got a number and kept in touch, but seemed like a nice guy.
Yeah,
seemed like a very nice guy.
Unique voice, very raspy voice, right?
Yeah, he was nice. He was a cool guy.
Dave was a good guy. Sad to see him, to lose him here in the Vegas sports.
Yeah.
And like I said, he was all right with me. A lot of people poo-pooed on minor league sports in general, and he wasn't. He was like, oh, man, I think you're doing some good stuff, and try this, try that, and we'll have you on the show, and just a good guy. So RIP Dave Koken. Let's transition over to the Olympics.
Yes.
I'm just going to fire off some stuff and we can chat about it. Katie Ledecky just set a record. Got her 13th medal.
Good for her.
How about that? Have you watched her swim?
I have, in the past and now. Yeah, she's obviously, she's good, man. No doubt about it, of course.
Have you seen the commercial of the cup of water on her head?
No, I didn't.
Oh, you got to see this.
I got to look it up.
She's in the pool and puts a cup of water on her head and swims down and back.
Wow, that's how and the still thing she is.
That's how still she is. It's just arm movement. Ah, it's an amazing.
Wow.
I think it's real. But you never know. Jumping over a car. Yeah. And, you know what I mean? You never know. But I'm pretty sure it's real. But yeah, no, it's pretty cool to see. There's been a couple history-making events. But Ledecky's fun.
Yeah.
The men swimming, from what I saw, they doing okay. They're not, I don't want to say as dominant, because there's, you know, Australia, Great Britain, there's some really good swimming programs in the Olympics. But Ledecky's just, she's unbelievable. Yeah,
she's head and shoulders above everybody else.
Yeah.
Obviously.
It's one of the top, you know, I watch basketball. I'll tune in. I didn't really watch South Sudan too much. I just saw a little bit. For me, it's track.
Yeah.
Swimming. I do like watching indoor volleyball.
Yeah. Yep.
3-on-3 basketball, I've watched a little bit.
A little bit.
It's okay.
You know, 3-on-3 basketball, the way they do it, it's a little bit different than we were.
Very different.
We played 3-on-3 growing up.
It never stops, really.
It just keeps going.
On made bucket, you take it out, clear it, and all that stuff. Good stuff. Jimmer Fredette, Cameron Barry. I mean, there's some guys out there, but I think swimming, for me, swimming, track and field.
Yeah.
Don't let me catch ping pong on, because those guys are nuts.
Those guys, how you see the ball coming at you? How do you hit it? How do you return it?
I think that's all green screen, conspiracy theorists. I think that's all green screen. I don't think that really happens.
Yeah, that's crazy, man. I'll tell you what I watch a little bit too, is I watch a little bit of rowing.
Ah.
Yeah, no, my cousin was a rower, rower, coach rower. In fact, he bring the last Olympics, he bring Portugal to the Olympics.
Wow.
First time Portugal was ever in the Olympics for rowing.
Wow.
And he bring him there, and
he was the coach.
He was the coach. No way. Yeah. He coached Finland too, but with this Olympics, this was first time he was in the Olympics, and it was first time Portugal was in the Olympics. They think they fell less than a half a second from advancing
to the
moving on. Yeah. Wow. But you know, but they were excited because it was the first time Portugal was ever in the Olympics in rowing, and my cousin was the coach. It was the last Olympics. Awesome. So that was awesome. Yeah, that was real.
Yeah, I've never other than the canoe that George tipped us over, I've never really my buddy Steve, shout out Steve Flanders if he's watching on Facebook.
Yeah.
His brother Al was the row coach, or crew, whatever they call it, at Harvard.
Oh, wow.
Very esteemed program, not just the school, but I guess the crew program. So he'd pull up every now and then and have a big, whatever the boats are called. I don't even know. Maybe somebody could help me out what the boats are called that they row in. He'd have them, like a 30-foot thing on the top of his little pickup truck. I'm like, that is not safe at all. But not a sport I got into. But like you, I would, if I catch it, I'd probably watch it. It's kind of just depends on what's in front of me. There's very few that I would change the channel on. But it's fun. Did you see the male gymnast that does the pommel horse? Have you seen the story about him?
Yeah, it's neat, huh?
So he's from Worcester, Massachusetts, first of all. And he's really bad cross-eyed, so he's got glasses on.
Yeah.
And they're making a thing on it, which was pretty cool, that he only does one event. He's a specialist, right? So he sits for two and a half hours just to wait for that one event, whereas other guys are doing multiple things. And they have on the bottom of the screen for the Olympics, I can't remember his last name, but it says it's like a countdown to when he goes. Yeah. Like, and they keep it on there. And this guy gets up, takes off his glasses, you see his parents in the thing, and he kind of stutters, and he just absolutely amazing.
Nailed it.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the fact that he was from Worcester is kind of cool. Just a fellow Massachusetts.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You know, athlete out there, and so that we were good for them. Men and women's basketball. Women's basketball is doing, you know, there's a meme out there. They're all sitting on the bench kind of like this. They're a little bored. They'll get tested. They got tested a tiny bit today. What do you think about the men catch up with South Sudan now that it counts? And what I think, what is it, 20? They get them by like 24 or something like that.
It might have been 24. Something like
low
that.
Low 20s maybe?
Yeah, it might have been low 20s, early teens, whatever it was.
So you think they're just figuring it out? Do you think it's go time?
We talked about it. Once they start playing together more, they'll get better.
Yep.
And they have, and apparently Durant's that big of a difference. He starts playing, he played a whole lot better.
He's something special.
Yeah, he is, no doubt about it.
And he's tough in the international game to stop, because who do you put on him? Somebody with size, probably with bulk, he's going to roast them. Somebody that's quick but not quite his size, I mean, he's just he's a seven-footer.
Yeah, he's a tough guard. He's a tough match,
tough
man.
Guard. And then they have the controversy of obviously Tatum didn't start that first game. Embiid didn't play this last game. And even the first game, Embiid got subbed out 2 minutes into the game.
Yeah, I don't know what Kerr's doing over there or what he's seeing. What he tried to say, the Tatum thing was a matchup thing. But didn't he started him against Serbia in the exhibition game.
Yeah.
And played half the game. He played 20-plus minutes.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's the difference? So now he played the same team, and now you don't play. Now, granted, what he scored? 6, maybe 8 points against Serbia in that first game. Did he see something in that game that he thought Tatum wasn't going to play well? But I don't know. He started him, played him half the game in the exhibition. Now you sit him against the same team.
Yeah.
And to me, that don't make sense. But he's the coach. Listen. He's won 4 NBA championships as a coach. So,
And he could very well win this gold medal, no doubt about it. But I heard, I think it was Colin Cowherd was talking about where does Tatum actually fit in? Is he the best shooter out there? No. Is he the best defender out there? No. Is he the best passer? Is he the best? He's just pretty. He's just good.
Oh, he's good
at everything.
At everything, but, right?
Like, if you're looking, like they said, when KD came back in, it was like, well, those minutes are KD's. It's not a question.
Yeah.
You look at somebody like Derek White is hooping. I mean, he's hooping. Yeah. He's making money. Every time he steps on the floor, he's making money. And I know he just signed with the Celts, but, man, he's proven that was a really good pick.
We talked about that when he replaced Leonard. And we said, we both had no problem with that one, especially on the defensive end, right? I mean, he's great on the defensive end. But, he's hooping. He can hoop, man.
And going back to Embiid, too, I just wonder, again, I think it was Colin Cowherd. They were talking about, it's undeniable that he's talented.
No, sure.
What has he done? Like, you give him Harden, you give him, what did they give him? What's his name? Jimmy Butler. He's had Hooper, and nothing ever comes of it.
It's just tough. It's tough to win a championship.
Yeah.
Look at what Brooklyn tried to do. They tried to do something with the big three, and that didn't work.
You
got to be cohesive as a unit. You know that. It's tough to win a championship.
Yeah.
That's why when the Celtics won it this year, and you had your haters.
Oh, they did it like a team.
Because this, that, and the other thing, but they won the championship. It's so tough.
Yeah.
And who knows? Embiid's not done. He's got to stay healthy for one, right? I mean,
yeah.
Which is tough, but you can't deny his talent or take anything away from him. Yeah. Man, he can ball, man.
He's a bucket. Yeah. It's, what's his name? Bam had a really good game last game, off the bench, played very well. But, and we talked about even a couple weeks ago when Kawhi got let go, that's kind of resurfacing, like we talked about in the show, is like something's not right. Something doesn't fit there. And now little bits and pieces are coming out where the Clippers are saying it wasn't because of injury or load management.
Yeah.
Like, let's tell the truth. Yeah. They're circling back to Grant Hill like, what are we doing here?
Yeah.
Not that it matters. I think – whatever the reason is, he's not there. And we just, you move on, you play.
You
got to play as a coach. You got to play with who you have.
Exactly.
And as a teammate, you got to play with who's with you.
Right.
And,
right.
I've gone through that now 30 some odd years that who I'd like to have on the bus going to away games is not always who's on the bus going to away games. That doesn't mean we just go whatever.
Right. No, you got to play.
You got to play. Yeah. As a coach, you got to wrap your mind around it. And as teammates, you got to say, this is who we got, and this is who we're going to war with. And war is a tough word, but this is who we're going to battle with.
Right.
So those two, we'll see. It's kind of weird that they played Serbia and South Sudan, and that was who's in their pool.
Yeah.
I thought you usually try to play people that You're not about to play. Yeah. You know, like preseason scrimmages for us, we're not going to play
right.
Eastern Arizona and Cochise.
Cochise, right. You're like, not going to play. What I mean? Right.
We're going
to
play somebody else. So it's kind of weird that they kind of gave that away.
Yeah, I don't know how they figured that out or how that came about. But then again, you got to play and beat who's in front of you.
Yeah. Yep. So let's see. Did you see the USA rugby team? Did you see that?
A little bit, yes.
Last second.
Saw the end of it, yes.
And I obviously don't know the terminology. Where's Bree? We need Bree.
Yeah, we need Bree. Where you at, Bree?
But they beat Australia.
Yeah.
I mean, for the bronze. First ever. Yeah. I believe first ever medal first in, ever, in women's rugby.
Yep.
And it was like a last second heave from half court. It was the equivalent. Yeah, the girl should have been tackled. She broke through.
She
boom.
Was gone. Yeah.
Yeah. That was really.
that was exciting, man.
that was an emotional one. That was a good one. And did you happen to see, I believe it was a female archer from either Japan or China. Did you see this story?
No.
Man, what a weird story. And I don't want to try to tell it the best I can, but the camera zoomed way in on her.
Yeah,
you know, she's pulling it back, and she's like this. And you know, like I said, the camera zoomed in, and about to let go, and a bee lands on her hand, thump, and the shot goes awry.
You got to be kidding! No, I did not
and
see
they
that.
Said, you know, four years minimum, but you spend all those years of your life to get here, and a bee lands on your finger as you're about to.
Was
let
that
go.
In the medal round?
I don't know. Or maybe it was to get to the medal round.
Oh, to get to the medal round, right?
I don't know the exact particulars, but I've seen the video like 10 times. I'm like,
oh, that's horrible. That's a bee. That's a bad beat, man.
In the Olympics. Yeah.
Wow. Now, is there a time? Do they have a timer on them? Well, I guess you said it was kind of simultaneous. I'm thinking if the bee lands on her, she can try to, you know,
yeah, it was
wave
as
it off
she was
and then
letting
shoot.
Go.
Yeah.
Boom, that bee. I'll pull up the video. We'll show you after. Yeah,
that's too bad.
And then this is something pretty cool. So do you know how countries pay their athletes if they win medals?
Yeah.
Do you know how much a gold medal winner gets paid from the United States? What's your guess?
That
here we go. Great Wall of China. Here we go.
Yeah. No, that I don't know. Jeez, I couldn't even begin to guess.
I'm going
to
make you. I need a guess.
Five figures at least? Or they go to six figures with it? Or are they...
Shoosh,
or
can't give you heads,
or are they getting or are they getting nothing from that?
No, they get paid.
They,
yeah,
get paid pretty good,
gold,
huh?
This is for gold medal.
For gold medal? I don't know. About
$37,000.
My first thought was 50, but I was thinking, you know what? They got to give these people something. But
37 is so low. So
that's what I mean. Yeah.
Chad Ochocinco and is it Shannon Sharp that does? They do their own podcast. I think it's Shannon Sharp. No, what's Shannon's brother's name?
Sterling.
Yeah. So Shannon Sharp, Shannon and Ochocinco were going over this, and what they did is they named like 10 athletes. Most of them were track and field. I think they might have all been track and field, and they said, if you win the gold medal, we'll each throw in $25,000, okay. So you'll get another 50.
Okay.
So because they're like, this is ridiculous. 30 from the United States of America, you're getting $37,000 to win a gold medal.
Yeah.
It's got to be more. I was shocked it was that low.
Yeah, that was low. Like I said, my first thought was 50, and I was saying, nah, they got to give them something.
Yeah.
Apparently not. I mean,
200 would be about right, I would think.
I mean, of course, they'll take the 37, of course, but for what they're doing for their country.
4 years of
preparation. 4 years,
I mean, they're not paid to prepare for that.
Right.
So, we'll see what Shannon Sharp and Chad Ochocinco, they named off Trey Lyles and all the track guys and Sydney McLaughlin and... they said, you guys win golds. We're each chipping in 25 to everybody who wins a gold in track and field.
Yeah, okay.
So
good for them.
That'll bring them up to 87,000. Pretty cool. I mean, it's some of the events obviously have wrapped up, and then where I think track is kind of just getting ready to get started.
Yeah.
Some events like basketball and those that take a while are getting towards the end of pool play. So should be an interesting weekend and coming up to next week, and we'll have a – another update. Anything else you saw caught your eye with the Olympics? Did you get to see much?
A little bit. I try to get what I can at work, and then when I come home. But you've mentioned just about all of them that I've caught. Maybe a little bit of the badminton, the volleyball, the indoor, the outdoor.
Man, I saw a clip, and I don't know what it was—an outside hitter for men's volleyball. I just don't understand how they jump so high.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And I don't get it. I mean, I've always said, sorry, basketball fans, I've always said, outside hitter volleyball. Not that they're the most athletic, but they are the most explosive, highest jumping athletes in the world, period. Yeah, end of story. Jump. It's not close.
Yeah.
It's not close. These guys jump so high. There's a clip. I wish I had remembered to find where it is, but there's a clip that of this guy, this outside hitter. I'm telling you, his waist was at the top of the net. I'm just like, they jump higher every year.
He could be a high jumper.
It's crazy. Yeah. It's crazy.
A little bit of handball, too. You catch any of that handball?
No, I haven't seen it. Yeah, handball. But let's go back to, if you remember, how did we end the show last week? I said, if you could combine two sports. Yeah, no. And we talked about them. And when the show was over, we watched some clips.
Yeah, I know.
So let's recap that. So we had the soccer golf.
Yeah, the soccer golf is actually pretty cool.
I want to do it.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
I want to do that one. We got to look it up, see if they have that in Vegas.
See if they have that out here. That I could probably do without hurting something.
Mm-hmm. I would probably be so sore the next day, hip flexors and gluteus maximus just can't go to work.
I don't know if I'll make all the holes.
We could do that. No problem. 18 holes.
Might not finish the course. Crazy, but
what a cool, I love that one.
The other one was the what's the one with the volleyball with the feet? That one there's no shot at doing that one.
Unbelievable!
But, what do they call? I forgot what they call that one, Dan.
But can't remember. But
you talk about athletes.
Athletes.
Ooh,
that's a sport that if you've never seen it before and you watch a YouTube video, it's called like patak or I don't know. It's a like a Indonesian Filipino area of the world that's huge, and those guys are just sick. I mean, the ball goes up and they're kicking it over their heads, and most of them are landing like Spider-Man.
Yeah, they got to land. Some of them are landing on their, I don't know how they landed on their hands and forearms to make sure they land properly.
And what's funny is when you watch that video where you're focusing on the guy who's going up to spike it with his foot over his head, but you look on the other side of the net and they're blocking the same way. Yeah. It's what a crazy sport. And then the third was your favorite that you said you wanted to play. The underwater hockey.
Yeah, sure. No, I'll pass on that.
Why?
No, there's too much going on in that one. You guys just got to look that one up. You'll understand what I'm talking about.
Yeah. But it's crazy.
But it is crazy. They got that little.
And it's super physical.
Super physical.
Yeah, the hockey stick is like.
It's not that
handle
big.
And then just a little, little thing. You know what it looks like? I'm going to show you. Look at this.
Yeah.
Improvision.
And you got.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
To hold your breath, and they swap out. You get a sub. If you can't hold your breath any longer, you got to come up. Next guy comes down.
So look at this. This is a Wayne Gretzky thing that a guy gave me a few years ago. But that's kind of for the folks at home. Yeah. That's a little bit what the hockey stick maybe actually looks like. The underwater.
Yeah,
hockey
maybe even
stick.
A little bit smaller, maybe huh? Maybe. Smaller. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And those guys can hold their breath, and they are physical under there.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're rocking the Speedos. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, we'll pass on that.
Pass on that. I thought you wanted to do that, but look at me. I'll cross off the list.
Well, I can't hold my breath too long, Dan.
See, I can. I'm like Aquaman. I'm in the water every day, swim every day, in the hot tub every day, and I find myself, especially in the hot tub, I'm holding my breath for a minute and a half, 2 minutes, just underwater, just soaking. Were those the three?
The other one was netball.
Netball, yes.
Netball, which Bree said she recognizes from Australia.
From Australia and New Zealand. Yeah. An odd sport, but we actually dug a little deeper and saw some of the rules. And it made sense. It just this is odd coming from basketball guys.
Yeah, it's a little odd. No jump shots, no jumping to block the shot.
You can put your hand up and reach, but you can't jump to, like, block a shot. No backboard.
No backboard. I was going to say, you can explain the goal or the basket, I
no
guess.
No backboard.
It's just a
very odd
pole
with a rim.
Rim with a hoop. No backboard. What do they got? A 3-foot ring, I think? It was 3 feet?
Yeah.
Is that what it was?
Something around it, which is the only, you had to be in there to score.
Yeah.
Did it say you can only hold the ball for a second and a half or 2.5 seconds? It was something.
Oh, like I didn't catch that part.
You can only hold the ball for like a split second once, if you're outside of that ring. Once you get in it, then you can compose yourself and shoot the shot. But yeah.
And you advance the ball by throwing it or passing it. Mm-hmm. No dribbling.
No dribbling.
It did look like you had to keep a pivot, though.
Yeah.
When somebody started to guard you and you tried to make a pass, it did look like you had to keep a pivot.
How many fans were watching the game?
Packed. It was packed.
Arenas.
Crazy.
Stadiums.
It was packed.
Netball.
I don't know why you would have to shoot within the 3 feet. If somebody wants to take a 20-foot shot, go ahead, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
maybe it's, who knows?
I don't know.
Now,
but,
James Naismith, we know, created basketball. Who the heck created netball?
Netball.
Let's find out. Who's the founder?
We got
Internet, do your thing.
Yeah, we got to look that one up.
Who created netball?
Yeah,
so that was our combo sports.
Yeah.
Let's do, when we're off, it'll be a fun video. We'll have Brooklyn come out in a video. If we can find a soccer golf place here in town, we got to do it.
Out of the four, we just probably do the netball one too.
Netball we could do, but I don't think that's in United States.
I'm not doing the volleyball with the feet.
No. And you're not throwing the speedo on.
I'm not doing the underwater hockey.
There you go. There you go.
We'll do. We'll look that up.
We'll see if we can find it. We'll have to be the Doo Doo and Foo Show on location. That would be pretty good. Circling back, one thing I missed with NBA is Gordon Hayward retired.
Oh, I missed that.
You see that? Yeah, that happened today. As a Celtic fan, it was the what could have been with Gordon, because we got him, I think, in his prime.
Yeah.
And then he had that horrific injury.
I was just going to say.
First play of the first game at Cleveland, where he blew his whole foot to shreds. And it was like, man, we had the makings of something special, because he was legit in his prime. He was one of the top players in the league.
Yeah, he was.
And never recovered quite like. But heck of a college career.
Oh, yeah.
So he announced his retirement today.
I was just going to say, maybe that was because of the injuries. Still relatively young, isn't
he?
Gotta
be so.
I know he's been in the league a while.
Comparatively,
he's
younger than some of the guys. But yeah, he's been in the league for a little while, man.
Yeah.
I'm sure injuries. He just never got back to the same. He's been with Charlotte for a little while. He bounced around. It's kind of the what could have been. I mean, there was so much hype about that Celtics team. And it was the first play of the first game of the season against the Cleveland Cavs. It was an alley-oop, and he blew it to pieces. One of those ones where the Cleveland Cleveland players were like gagging and covering their eyes.
Yeah.
And that was horrific. So best of luck to Gordon as he moves on. I'm sure he'll do fine, get into coaching, or I could see Gordon being a GM down the road, or being a Brad Stevens disciple.
Staying in the game somehow.
Staying in the game, 100%. Speaking of staying in the game, as I'm here yesterday, I'm trying to reorganize this whole office space and put together the best I could the podcast studio. A mutual friend of ours comes in the office, and he's like, "Whoa, what is this?" And I said, "Oh, it's our podcast." I said, "It's the Doo Doo and Foo Show." He said, "Come on, Mikey." I was like, "Yeah." He said, "Oh, we went to middle school together."
But go ahead. I think I know who you're talking about.
Bo Doyle.
Bo Doyle. Yep. I knew. Yep.
So Bo Doyle comes in, and he was like,
"Oh yes,"
because he's on the road quite a bit, and he's I took his phone. I put in the Doo Doo and Foo Show. Got him all the episodes.
Oh,
he's like, "I'm watching them all.
Good.
I can't wait. I want to be a guest." And I said, "Yeah, you'd be a great guest." And then he starts cursing, and I'm like, "Maybe you wouldn't. I don't know, Bo. If you're watching this, you can come on the show. Yeah. I just don't have a time delay, and we're trying to keep it family friendly here at the Doo Doo and Foo Show. So, Bo, you have an open invitation.
Yes, of
because
course.
You do have a lot to share.
Of course.
There's a lot of history there.
Bo's a great guy, man. That very enjoyable when I come and watch the games, and he's here with his wife, Mona, right?
And fired up.
Always love to see Bo, man. No, that's awesome, man.
Yeah,
we got to get Bo on. Bo, you're coming on.
Bo, you're coming on. So Bo, every year, so the first time he does it this year, all my freshmen, I only have four freshmen, but I have like three or four transfers. So half of my team is new. And what's going to happen is we're going to be practicing, and he's going to walk in the gym, and I'm going to step away from the mic, and he goes, "Woo!"
Let's go, ladies.
That's what he does. That's his thing. And he does it 100 times louder and with passion. Like, he wants to see the girls play.
Yeah, so he's...
And the returners will be like, what's up, Bo?
Yeah.
And the new players are going to be like, who in the world is this? And he's going to come up and give me a hug. There's no daps. It was all hugs. So, you know, he's top five, top fans, of course.
Yeah.
You know, he helps with Mona here and the cheer program. But he genuinely absolutely loves coming in and supporting the women's basketball team. So, yeah, we'll get Bo. So, Bo... What did I tell you, man? You have an open invitation.
You're on, Bo. You're on. For sure. Yeah, no doubt. You're here.
Yeah, so we'll save any stories that you may have.
Yeah, there's all. Yeah, I could go off right now with stories, too. But we're saving that for Bodo. He'll tell you.
Yeah, so that's it. So we got a little bit of a something pretty interesting that I saw come across.
Yep.
And we're going to play around with it. And it could take the rest of the show.
Okay.
So, you know, when people talk about comparing like LeBron to Jordan or even to, you know, Bill Russell or Wilt or Magic or, you know, name all the best, right?
Sure, sure.
And everybody says what? Different ages, different time frames, right? Yeah, different eras. So I saw this thing. So what we're going to do is we're going to try. We'll get it started today. Maybe we'll get some input and finish it off the next show. But we're going to do the Fu Man top 25 players of the 21st century. So we're going to leave the Jordans away and the Magics and the Birds and anybody before them. The Kareems, they're not on this list. 21st century. I have a list of more than the top 25 in that group.
Yikes.
So this is how we're going to do it.
Yeah.
No, it's easy. It's easy. Gotcha. We're going to go just like this, right? I'm going to go down this list. And you don't have to stick to this. We're just going to way to get it going.
Okay.
You're going to tell me, are they going to be top 10 of the 21st century?
Okay.
Or second 10?
Gotcha.
And then from there, we're going to start to move people around in order and see if we can come up with the Fu Man top 25 players of the 21st
century. Gotcha.
Ready for this?
Yes.
So it's either top 10. Here's your answer, top 10 or bottom 10.
Okay.
And we can move them around. So don't sweat it. If you put somebody in the bottom, after you hear the names, you might be like, oh, man, I got to move them up. Move them down. Right, so we're just going to go through quick. All right, ready?
Okay.
Here we go. Steve Nash.
Top 10.
Oh, you're in for a long day. Yeah. Dwayne Wade.
Bottom 10.
Tim Duncan.
Top 10.
Shaq.
Top 10.
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Bottom 10.
Kobe Bryant.
Top 10.
Some of these are obviously. Yeah. But then once we get down the list, we got to start.
Yeah.
Who goes where? Russell Westbrook.
Bottom 10. It'll be bottom five for me, to be honest with you. But
well,
never been a fan.
Some of these people got to go, so you'll see that. Luka.
Bottom 10. He might move up.
LeBron.
Top 10.
Steph Curry.
Top 10.
All right. Jason Kidd.
Bottom 10.
Pau Gasol.
Bottom 10.
And like I said, there's more than 25, so some are gonna get cut. Jokic,
bottom 10.
That's interesting. I was wondering where you'd go with that one.
James Harden, bottom 10. I just never been a fan of his either, man.
Apparently, Westbrook and Harden.
I just never been fans of theirs.
Manu Ginobili.
I know, right? Bottom 10.
He might be on the cusp. KD.
Top 10.
Chris Paul.
Just throw him in the bottom 10 for right now.
All right. Tony Parker.
Bottom 10.
Where are we? Got him. Anthony Davis.
Bottom 10.
Draymond Green.
Bottom 10. Just never been a fan of his either, to be honest with you.
Yeah. Ray Allen.
Top 10.
Kawhi Leonard.
Ooh, that's a cusp. That's a cusp guy. From, oh, man, he's on the cusp. Right. Let's go bottom 10 for right
go
now.
Bottom?
Yeah. Yeah.
Dirk Nowitzki.
Top 10.
KG.
Ooh, top 10. I liked KG, man.
Oh, KG's one of my favorite. Yeah. Julie's absolute favorite.
Yeah,
player, period.
He can game. He can ball, man. Golly.
Yep. Carmelo Anthony.
Top 10. I try not to be biased, but there could be a little bias in that one.
Okay, that's all right.
But he's not going bottom 10 with all those other guys, that's for sure.
We only got a couple left. Penny yeah. Hardaway.
Ooh, Penny. Top 10. Penny could ball.
Jason Tatum.
Bottom 10 for right now. Like him, though. You know I like him.
Paul Pierce.
Bottom 10.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Joel Embiid.
Bottom 10. I'm going to have to put one of these guys in the top 10, though.
Well, let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. So you have 12 in the top 10.
Oh, 12 in the top 10.
You're moving
okay.
Somebody down, nobody up.
Okay.
So I think the bottom is pretty much the bottom.
Yeah.
Which we'll get to. So now I'm going to go down this list. I know one already, but I'm going to tell you who your 12 are, and two of them got to go down to the bottom list. Ready?
Okay.
So you got Penny. Carmelo.
Yep.
Duncan.
Yep.
Shaq.
Yep.
Kobe.
Yep.
LeBron.
Yep.
Steph.
Yep.
KD.
Yep.
Ray Allen.
Yep.
Dirk.
Yep.
Steve Nash.
Yep.
Kevin Garnett.
Okay.
So who goes? You got two to got to go down.
Penny goes down. Ooh, buddy, it's between Nash and Ray Allen. Man, that is tough.
I mean, whoever it is probably going to be 11, I would guess, right?
Yeah. Woo. Let's go, let's go Steve Nash.
All right, Nash is going down.
He's
going
to go down. That's a tough one, though, Dan.
All right. No, that's good. That's why because,
this is different. I almost said bottom 10 anyways in the beginning with him, but yeah.
Nash, okay. Yeah. All right, so now we're going to start at the bottom. I already know. Let's see how many you have down here. So you can have 15 spots. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. So we got to get rid of four on the bottom.
Yeah.
I'm guessing, based on what you said, that Draymond Green's out.
Draymond Green's out.
I'm guessing that maybe Westbrook or Harden.
Westbrook's out.
And then do you need a refresher?
Yeah, because I could keep Harden in there. I do need a refresher.
So obviously you have Chris Paul.
Yep.
Embiid. Both staying. Most likely.
Right now, yeah. Okay.
You got Giannis and D-Wade.
Yep.
Nash and Penny.
Yep.
Luka and J-Kid.
Yep.
Pau Gasol.
Yep.
Jokic.
Yep.
Harden.
Yep.
Manu.
Yep.
Tony Parker.
Okay.
AD.
Yep.
Kawhi and Tatum.
Probably going to put, Parker. Probably Parker, Ginobili.
Parker and Manu.
And you mentioned somebody. I was going to put him down right when you said it.
Kawhi, Tatum, AD, Chris Paul, Harden, Jokic, Pau.
Pau Gasol. Pau. Yeah, there it is.
So that leaves you 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, Oh, we moved too many down.
We moved six down. You might have moved Harden down on me. No.
14. All right, you get to add one back. Parker, Draymond, Manu, Powell, or Westbrook? Probably going to be your 25th pick of the draft.
It's not going to be Draymond. It's not going to be Westbrook. So it's either Parker, Ginobili,
or Gasol.
Or Gasol, Ginobili.
Okay. Manu. Yep. All right, so we got the bottom 15. We're going to save that for next show. We still got time. We're going to do your top 10. Here we go. We're putting them in order.
Oh, top 10 in order. Yeah, I got you. I got you.
All right, so I'm going to give you some of the consensus. Well, I'll give you your 10 again.
Yep.
Duncan, Shaq.
Yeah.
Kobe, LeBron.
Oh, my God.
Steph, KD. Ray Allen, Dirk, KG, Carmelo. Who is the absolute number one player on that list? It's your list. Can't be wrong.
Man. Kobe.
Kobe's number one.
Yep.
Who's number two? Kobe's gone.
Kobe's number two. People are going to think I'm nuts on this, but Duncan.
No, I don't think that's nuts.
Yeah.
Three.
Shaq.
Shaq. Four. Let me know if you need a refresh.
Four, man.
LeBron, Steph, KD, Ray Allen, Dirk, KG, Carmelo.
I know it's between KG and LeBron for number four.
So it's 4-5. It sounds like you're going to give me 4-5 out of those two.
Yeah.
Who's going ahead of who?
Man, throw LeBron four. KG. LeBron. Oh, that could go either way
four,
for me, though.
And then KG five.
Yeah. Yeah.
KG 5, LeBron 4. So we're down to Steph, KD, Ray Allen, Dirk, and Carmelo.
Dirk.
Dirk at 6.
Yeah.
Ray Allen, KD, Steph, Carmelo.
I forgot KD. Carmelo.
KD, then Carmelo.
Carmelo. Steph, and then who's the other one?
Ray Allen.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Steph, Ray Allen.
Yep.
So look at that. Your, see how you feel about this. Your top 10 list of 21st century players goes like this. Kobe Bryant,
yep.
Tim Duncan, Shaquille O'Neal, LeBron James, Kevin Garnett, Dirk Nowitzki, Kevin Durant, Carmelo Anthony, Steph Curry, Ray Allen.
Yeah.
Probably, like that?
Probably could have swapped maybe Dirk and KD either way, but that's good.
Dirk and KD, yeah. Dirk and KD for sure. Yeah, it's a good looking draft.
Could have went Garnett over James, but that could go either way.
Yeah, yeah. I think Kobe, it's funny you say, Kobe's a lot of people's number one pick. Forget about 21st century.
Yeah.
You know, you got a lot of, obviously a ton of Jordans, lot of LeBrons.
Yep.
You got quite a few Bill Russells, but you have a lot of Kobes that put him number one all time.
Yeah.
So that's not a crazy pick. Duncan is arguably one of the best power forwards to ever play the game, if not the best.
Yeah, Duncan was great. For people that weren't able to see him, for the younger generation, just watch some of his games. Look it up, man. Duncan could play.
The big fundamental.
Yeah.
And then so the guys that you dropped were Penny and Steve Nash. Who goes in the 11 spot?
Steve Nash.
11 Nash.
Yep.
And are you keeping Penny ahead of everybody else in the bottom?
Yeah, you could throw Penny and... I know, who did I have on the cusp? I had Leonard and Chris Paul. Those were two I had on the cusp, right?
Kawhi, Chris Paul. Yep. You kind of hesitated on Luka a little bit.
Yeah.
You got Dwayne Wade, Giannis.
I'll go. I'll go Chris Paul.
Chris Paul at 13.
Yeah.
It's a pretty good list. Yeah. Let's go. We'll get two more and we'll finish this next. Yeah, actually, you know what? We'll just go two more. We'll go your top 15. So you have two spots left. Here's who you got. Dwayne Wade, Giannis, Luka, J-Kidd, Jokic, Harden, AD, Kawhi, Tatum, Manu.
Yeah.
Got to take two out of that list.
Okay. It's what was the top two that you said again? I
think Luka, D-Wade, Giannis. D-Wade, Giannis. Luka, Jason Kidd, Jokic, Harden, Manu, AD, Kawhi, Tatum.
Throw Jokic and Luka in there.
Yeah, I mean, hey.
Yeah. Yep. Harden's on the bottom of that.
I mean, Yoka and Lukic, when it's all said and done.
Those guys can do it. I mean,
those guys are clearly going to be top 10 when they finish. Because especially, no, both of them, Luka and Jokic, if they stay healthy, they're going to do a lot of crazy
damage.
Things.
Yeah.
It's a pretty solid top 15, man. Isn't that crazy? Because, you know, we always get into these conversations about, you know, throwing in Jordan and, you know what I mean? How good was Magic and Bird? Let them be in their generation. This is this generation.
Okay. Yeah.
I think without doing my own list, because we don't have time for that.
Yeah.
I probably personally would have, I'd probably put Steph a little higher, but I don't know over who.
I know a lot of people would, I know. I don't think
maybe just a couple. I put Steph over Carmelo. And again, there's a little bit of bias, probably, like you said. But
Carmelo could score.
Oh, Carmelo could play. I mean,
so can Steph, obviously.
Listen,
but
he's top 10.
Yeah.
I'm not pushing him out of the top 10.
Yeah.
Do you have anybody in the bottom 10 that I would move up? I think you could make a lot of arguments to move people ahead of Ray Allen.
Yeah.
I think you could argue a lot of people, whether it was Penny, Nash, even like Dwayne Wade. If you want to go recent, who are you putting on your team? Ray Allen's a player.
Man, he could score, he could shoot the free throws, the three, as we know. He could play. Ray Allen could play.
No, he could.
I mean, obviously, but
KG's right there, him and Dirk.
Man, KG.
KG, Dirk, KD, you got boom, 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 three in a row. I mean, Shaq.
Yeah.
Shaq could be one.
Yeah, he could
be. LeBron could be one. I mean, there's a couple number one picks in there.
Yeah.
Pretty interesting. Yeah, I saw that actually on ESPN.
Mm.
And
okay.
What we'll do is I'll keep this list for next week, and I'll give you who ESPN's was.
Ah, okay.
Of course, they had LeBron number one.
Sure, of course.
And it was done by like 10 writers, and they kind of just averaged everybody's out. But we'll see how close you were next week when we reconvene. We're at the 48th minute again.
Nice.
As
we're
chugging along. What do we got this week? This Sunday we have an event here. The Health Vegas Has a Heart event. Remember we went on and did that. So we're doing it this week from 10 to 2. We have over 200 youth athletes to come get their heart checked. 200. It's their biggest event yet.
Yeah.
So they did an event at the Aces facility, and they did an event with Devontae Adams. Ours is doubled, both of those.
Oh, nice.
So it's a big thing for CSN.
Awesome.
We just got interviewed by the Review Journal. I think that interview is coming out this week. So we have that. The SCORE program that I oversee here at the school, we work with SNOA to recruit, educate, and retain local officials for youth sports. That kickoff is this Sunday as well. So from in the morning to afternoon, I'll be doing the Healthy Heart. And then from the afternoon to night, I'll be doing the SCORE event.
Good.
Fall sports started today, college fall sports. So volleyball, men's and women's soccer started today.
Yeah.
I know we had a lot of athletes here on campus. So exciting times for that. What else is cooking? Anything this week?
We got the Hall of Fame in football.
Isn't that crazy? Game starts today.
Today, tonight. Yeah. Five. What time is it? 5 o'clock right now.
Who's playing in that?
Bears and Texans, I believe. Right. I think there's football, one game every week, football until it's done. I don't know if they're having a week off in between and Super Bowl, but
now as a Hall of Fame game, different teams every year, right?
Yeah.
Is. Okay.
And Canton, Ohio, of course. And,
yes. Yeah. Wow.
And, the Hall of Fame game. And
Hall of Fame.
Starts today. And there we go.
Yeah.
So we'll
have some Olympic roundups. We'll talk. It's pretty cool. There is a lot of football action happening. A couple injuries. Two injuries. You mentioned one before we got on air. And a couple contracts. Some holdouts coming back. I saw some CeeDee Lamb stuff. And So football is going to start creeping its way into our podcast here a little bit more. I don't know if I mentioned in the beginning, but we have our third mic. Can you see it right there, folks? Mic number three right there. Not Mike Fu Man. Mike as in microphone. So we got a few people that are ready to come in and be have some guests. So we'll see how that works. We might have to move the chair out. I don't know how we're going to do it, but exciting time. So next week we might have to throw an audible and go a little bit later. But we'll figure it out, and we will be back next week.
Yes.
For my man Mike Fu Man, where I'm Dan Savage, and I want to thank you guys for tuning in. Hopefully it recorded.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to find out. We're going to find out.
If not, we got to do it all again. You've got to mix up your order.
That's right.
All right, you guys, thanks for tuning in. And yes, we will catch you next week. See you.
See you.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.